9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt.
And I'm Alexander Andrews.
And this is the B-Side. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in this week. Appreciate that as always.
We got a great show, obviously.
We got a great show.
Always great shows out here.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
Got some homework to do. Yeah. And I procrastinated a lot today. So I gotta get on to that.
Gotta do that databases.
Ooh. Going back and redoing all the homeworks.
I've been hearing a lot about this databases class from
like exam or just the class in general?
Just the class in general.
Positive, negative?
I don't know. People are having a tough time. Hey guys, remember that lab we had to do last year, the police report thing?
The police report one.
With like it was like really long and she kept pushing it back and everything.
I think I remember there was something that she kept pushing back, but I don't really remember.
Yeah, they're doing that now. So I was like, ooh, that takes a long time.
Well, are they cleaning, what are those people's, the tree people?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had that project to do, the palm oil.
Yeah, what was that? What was the company that was doing it?
Oh, I don't remember.
The NGO. I don't know, but that was time consuming.
Yes, it was.
A lot of cleaning of data, and if you don't know what cleaning of data is, basically they had Excel files, and the Excel files were just terrible.
Yeah.
They were like typed in wrong, and it's just not great. But you know, we got it done. We made some nice graphs.
We did.
Some data displays. Do you think maybe I could sell my database skills to these kids?
To the people who are in the class right now?
Yeah.
Like just do their homework for them?
Yeah, but hey, I'll do your databases.
You are really good at database stuff. That's if you don't know Alex Andrews.
I'm a database wizard.
One thing you should know.
One fun fact.
How was the Frisbee tournament this weekend?
It was pretty good. I played really, well, I don't know if I played really well, but I played at a pretty good level.
Good for you.
And we made it. So it was X and Y team. And technically, I was on the X team. And I was like, oh, I want to go play with my girlfriend. So I went on the Y team. And as the Y team, we made it to the finals. And we played the team in the first game of the morning. And we lost by like two. And then in the finals, we just got ran over. Like we were just tired and just not playing well. So we just kind of... Yeah, we're like, okay, well, whatever. Went, got some Chinese food.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I scored some points. I threw some scores. I threw some upline cuts. I threw some dumps. I was the dump. All sorts of... I didn't bid.
Oh, it's...
I didn't huck. I did hammer.
Oh, I know the hammer.
You know the hammer throw?
Yeah. Like up... Up and
around. Yeah. Which is, people are like, oh, don't throw that and throw. But, you know, I got the disc, like, right before the goal zone. And, like, one of the guys was like, hey, throw it back. And I was like, no, I'm throwing a hammer. And I hammered it. And it scored. So. Nice. What about you? What did you do this weekend?
Well, the Smash tournament was on Saturday.
Oh.
You were missed dearly.
I was. Yeah. By you?
Yeah, no, it was fun. I placed 17th.
Okay. Did you lose to one of our guys?
Yeah.
How was Lehigh at the Smash?
So we had the bracket, like, which is just mixed Lafayette and Lehigh kids. I think they had more than we did.
Okay.
So it was a little uneven, I guess, but we placed the top three positions.
Okay.
And then we did a crew battle, which was just like our best 14 and their best 14, and they beat us at that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think that we had the best players, because we had the best three players, but they had...
Better overalls.
Yeah, like their average was better, because then they won the...
Yeah.
Crew battle. Crew battle was weird. I don't know if you know how that works at Smash. It's like...
Yeah, I think I've seen...
42... Like, or you multiply the number of people by three, because it's three stocks, and you have 42 stocks total, and then you if you win, then you stay on and you start with the number of stocks that you ended with the last game.
Uh-huh.
And so it's the first team to make the other team lose all 42.
Okay. Were you on the crew battle?
Yeah. I was like number 14, basically. But I did not do well. I really messed my game up. I was a little.
Did you drop all three stocks? Didn't you take one?
Yeah.
You had three stocks.
I died with out. Like at 0%. I just like, or not. I don't know if it was at, like I just.
You just like real low. Just like jumped, ran off the edge.
I just jumped the wrong. I thought I had a job. It was bad. But
also, what you're doing with that pen in your hand right now seems a little risky.
Yeah, it was like this on the table. It's just like bent. But see, the ink is up here. So I think it's okay.
Well, I don't know. It could be like putting pressure and weird. Like, how does the ink not go out the back?
The back?
Yeah. Like, so you have your tube of ink and you turn it upside down. It doesn't flow down, right? It only flows one direction. So you can mess with whatever does that.
You mean like down this way?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's sort of thick.
But it still flows, you know?
I like guess if you leave like, it like
if you
this.
Break it, if you ever had like a pen break in your pocket, it does like flow out.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. I think it's a little risky to be messing around with the backside of a pen. It might start flowing out the backside, and then you got a big problem.
Well, we'll see, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So you did terribly, crew battle.
I didn't. Yeah.
You really let us down.
I mean, if I had done well, it would have made no difference.
Did we lose by that much?
We lost by 9.
Okay, so we'll take your 3, and then so 3 other people messed up, or 2 other people messed up.
I mean, like on average, they were just better than us. So.
Okay.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a cool organized event. Thank you to all of those who organized it.
Did that kid, Max, was he on the crew battle?
Yeah, he was the last one to go. Okay. He won the tournament.
Yeah. How many stocks did he take?
I think he took like 4 or 5, but he was up against like their best players. He had an impressive run, but it wasn't enough to save us.
Do you think maybe I don't know, especially if you know that they're going to be like anchoring their team with their best and then starting with their worst, you should really just put your kind of like near best guys near the beginning.
Well, that's what we did. We did have a lot of good ones at the beginning.
Okay.
Which we were at a good lead at the beginning, which was nice. But then we kind of slowly lost it. And then
as we got into the 12th.
Me and a few of the other not so great people. I mean, we're all like pretty good because we qualified to be in the thing in the first place.
But, yeah. But you didn't do your training?
I haven't played Smash much this semester now.
Yeah.
I mean, I like only play for the bracket and stuff.
Yeah. Like the people who play the top, they play a lot of friendlies. And,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Really let us down. All right, why don't we get to the music? We've been talking for 17 minutes.
Let's start with one of your songs.
I want to play Dream Boy by Beach Bunny.
Oh boy, we had a Beach Bunny song last week.
And I really like their music. I even looked up to see if there was a concert nearby.
Oh yeah?
There's a concert on my birthday, but it's sold out.
Oh.
And I can't find any ticket resellers.
Oh.
No one tried to scout my money.
Where's the show?
I think in Philly.
Oh, okay.
Really? Yeah, I think it's like a small venue. Like the tickets were like $17 or something.
Oh, that's cool. Well, maybe we'll be back around.
Hey, if you are the people hosting Beach Bunny and you happen to be listening, please give a giveaway to our radio station and give them away to me. We'll do live coverage and radio interviews. We have many experiences. We can promote your shows. Send us tickets to... at our Twitter at POTUS.
Why is there? Okay, all right, let's get into the first song. This is Dream Boy by Beach Bunny. Sometimes I think I see a ghost in passing hallways, the staircase to my apartment. I accidentally self-impose bashful thoughts, careless wants, emotional involvement.
Yeah.
once again, that was Dream Boy by Beach Bunny. That's a new song. It's a brand new song, actually. Came out on Halloween, October 31st, just a week and a half ago.
Do you think it was spooky? You think that was a spooky song?
No, not really. I don't know if that's really what they were going for there. But I enjoyed it.
Well, you know, they talked about After Midnight.
That's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
It's pretty spooky.
Yeah, you know, when you're not supposed to be awake anymore. You know, you never know when your parents are going to wake up and discover you're still awake and yell at you.
They put out an EP earlier in the year last year, called Prom Queen. I like that a lot. Listen to that earlier in the week.
Is that what we, last week?
Last week I played, I think it was the title track off of that EP. That was Beach Bunny. Next up, we got another new, well, that wasn't new, but this is another, that was a new song. Another new song from a band that I like called Mr. Wives. You know Mr. Wives?
I do know Mr. Wives. I've heard of the Mr. Wives. They're pretty famous, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty big. I think they used to be a little bit bigger, but they're great. I saw them 2 years ago, and they were really good. And they put out a new EP this week called Mini Bloom, which I believe is going to be kind of the precursor to a full album, probably called Bloom.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big thing that's going on in the music industry.
Yeah.
It probably always was, but...
But I'm like really, really obsessed with this new EP that they put out. It's 5 songs. It's really good. Go check it out. We're going to play, I might have played one of the other songs on our first show because they put one out over the summer. But this is a brand new one. This is called Stories. It's really good. I hope Alex likes it. I hope all of you, like it as well. If you do like it, check out their, EP on, Spotify and all the all the streaming services. And
is Tidal still a thing?
Tidal, yeah, I think it's still a thing. It's not really. It's sort of a niche thing. I think it's like more for R&B stuff like that. If you don't know, Tidal is Jay-Z's streaming service.
Yeah.
And
who had like exclusive rights to Taylor Swift for a while, and now Taylor Swift is on Spotify.
Beyonce was on there for a while, and now. Well, she's always been on Spotify, but her new, like, Lemonade was on there for a while.
Like kind of like a pre-release?
Yeah, but like 2 years, and then they finally put it on Spotify. I don't think it's as big of a thing as it used to be.
There was a lot of hype when it came out, I think, because it's like, we got these exclusive rights.
Yeah, and it's like, it's all about, like, sound quality and stuff, which...
Yeah.
Like, if you're looking for sound quality, you shouldn't be streaming music to begin with, because you're not going to get it.
But, yeah.
Gotta download it. If you're really into it, like, it's not really...
You got to get the vinyls, man. You got to get the vinyl cracks and pops and hisses. That's how you know the music's real.
So this is available on all streaming services. Check it out on Spotify. What do you use, Spotify?
I am a Spotify man. You know that Spotify student discount.
Yeah, $5 a month with Hulu.
Yeah, except, you know, I'm about to be graduating, and I won't be having the service for much longer. Mm. So maybe my Spotify will be discontinued for maybe a year or two until I'm, you know, financially stable.
Sure. Is Apple Music, that's a thing? I don't like Apple Music, but that's just because, I don't know.
Not an Apple, man. Because
it's a big Spotify competitor.
Not Spotify. Yeah, same. All my friends, I think, use Apple Music, and then they can't listen to my playlists. I find Apple Music, when I'm like trying to find kind of more niche songs, the search function doesn't seem to work as well. I don't know if you've ever had that experience or anyone else has. If you have, phone us at 610-330-5316. We're doing an investigation into Apple Music and how they only shuffle mainstream to the people.
I think they have a much smaller library than Spotify. I could be very wrong about that, but I don't think they have as big of a library.
Well, with Spotify, you know, like, you pay $30, you get like a small-time like a random publisher, and they'll get your music on Spotify. I wonder if Apple Music has a similar thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's a good question.
So let's get to the song here. This is Stories by Mr. Wives.
We hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, we do.
Call us.
Stories I tell myself. Your mind's stretching out the summertime, staring at the sun so long. Didn't mean to go blind. Little lies turning into big cries. We could take the whole ocean and fill it up 100 times. But the mind's a crazy thing.
Welcome back once again. That was Stories by Mr. Wives. I hope you liked it.
I thought it was pretty, very poppy. And for some reason, it made me think of Billie Eilish, and I don't know why.
Interesting. Yeah, but, I don't know why.
I don't know. I think maybe it was like, she's like, I don't know, something she said, and I don't think I heard it right. And I was like, oh, bad guys. And I was like, oh, Billie Eilish. And it kind of stuck in my head.
I think she kind of has a, she kind of has like a comparable voice to Billie Eilish in certain ways. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mandy, I think her name is from Mr. Ives. But yeah. Yeah. What do you got for us next, Alex?
Me? Yeah. My turn?
Yeah.
Let's play, I'm Not Falling Asleep by Andy Schaaf.
All right.
Off the album The Bearer of Bad News. The song, we have a lot of short songs today. All I like noticed that, yeah. Under 3 minutes. This is off a... Oh, this is a 2015 album. First of all, I was thinking this album was new. He does have a new album that came out in October. I haven't listened to it. I haven't really listened to much of this guy's stuff, but... yeah. Let's never mind. I thought I saw Mom Jeans released a new album, but it was just Spotify recommending me an old song by Mom Jeans. And I was like, oh, new song. And I was like, oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah.
Still off the same album.
Yeah. Well, here is I'm Not Falling Asleep by Andy Schaaf. Thank you.
danger all lies between heaven and hell. When I close my eyes, I'm not falling asleep. I am opening drawers. I am sifting through papers.
That was I'm Not Falling Asleep by Andy Schaaf. Hope you enjoyed that.
What are your thoughts on it?
I liked it. He reminds me of... I was thinking of it while you're listening. No, I can't think of it. It reminded me of something. I know I can't think of it. So.
Yeah, it's okay. I forgive you.
The band, I think this might have been it, the band Wallows that I really like, they kind of sounds like them. This next song is by a band that I like called Super Whatever. Actually, maybe I'll play a different song by Super Whatever. I don't know. What do you think, Alex?
I want to be
should
cool.
Should I play the new one or...
I think maybe play the new one, you know? Let's show the people what they're getting into, what the future of this band might be. It's not the best?
It's not that it's not the best, but I definitely prefer their other stuff. I kind of just threw it on here because I saved it recently, but...
We've played other Super Whatever, right?
I think I'm actually going to play a different song, because we were saying we had a lot of short songs on here, so I'm gonna throw a long song on here.
What about this 6-minute song called Loser?
That's the one.
Oh, wow. I'm an expert at looking at lists.
This is one of my favorite songs by them. So let's. I'm feeling this one instead, actually. Sorry to disappoint. Go listen to the new Super Whatever song. It's called I Want to Be Cool. But this is going to be a different one by them called Loser.
Which is the opposite. Well, yeah. I guess I Want to Be Cool. It kind of implies that you might be a loser.
Yeah. They're playing in Philly in Brooklyn on Thursday.
On Thursday, are you going to go?
I mean, I don't have a way to get to Brooklyn, but.
Oh, you take the train. You walk to New Jersey, get the NJ Transit. Then you take the NJ Transit to Brooklyn. Well, to Manhattan, take the subway, the L line to Brooklyn.
Well, it's too late now. But anyways, they're probably going to go on a full tour next year, so I'll catch them then. Alex is opening the door. Oh, that was...
Very loud, I'm sorry. But it's very hot in here.
It's getting a little sweaty in here.
And before that's some nice cool breeze coming in. But before the board was still here when we started the show, so I closed the door to help turn off their wildness.
All right, this is called Loser. It's by Super Whatever. I hope you like it. Thank you.
bit lost when you give in to caring more than her. I don't want to be a burden, so please keep your distance. You're a lover, I'm a loser. Seems perfect to me. I can't quite keep my hands to myself. Now I'm losing sleep. Hold me close. Let me in. Kill me slowly. Drown my sin. So unnerving.
And welcome back. Once again, that was Loser by Super Whatever. Hope you like that. How do you like that, Alex?
That's pretty good. That got pretty like metal-y near the end there.
Yeah, it's one of their, I guess, heavier songs.
Yeah, I think it was good. I think it was a good, you know, if you're out there, maybe you're doing homework and now you're ready to rage against the homework and the man and the machine.
The man.
Are you planning on working for the man?
If the man is hiring, then yeah.
You'll work for the man. I think I'll work for the man too. Maybe I'll work for the man for a little bit, and then I'll make my own man business.
You'll be the man.
I'll be the man.
People will be working for you.
Yeah. Gotta take it. I'll exploit people. Oh. Treat them as cogs in the machine.
Wow.
And I'll produce products. You know, I want to own a food truck. What do you think about owning a food truck?
I don't know much about owning restaurants. I'm going to go out on a limb and say not a great investment.
But not a great investment.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to be working for the man, and I'm going to be having all this extra dough money. So I'll start my food truck.
Literally.
Yeah. And it's not going to sell dough. It's going to be like a French fry truck. French fries, and you get like your toppings.
Oh, that's cool. Just French fries.
Yeah, well,
but no, I know what you mean, like specialty, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Get the Matt Gerber fries.
Oh.
I'll have, what's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish?
Yeah, you go to your restaurant, it's the dream restaurant. What are you eating?
I feel like my favorite food, if I had to say my favorite food, is probably ice cream.
Okay, ice cream, french fries.
But, okay.
All right.
My favorite food might be either one of burritos, quesadillas, or tacos. Probably tacos. I don't know all those if I had to pick.
Like an American style taco with cheese and tomato and lettuce.
I mean, I like all sorts of tacos.
Okay. Because, you know, we can have the street taco.
I like the street taco.
Where it's just like the meat and like onion.
Yeah. And like a little cilantro.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
The street taco, french fries. You can get the American Taco Bell style french fries.
Mm. But do you have to eat this with a fork?
I guess so.
Because I'm not about...
To eat french fries with a fork?
No. Well, I will, because I'm not about eating, like...
Messy fries.
I love eating things with my hands, but if they have... if there's any sort of, like, you know, liquid element to it...
When you get, like, cheese fries...
I don't really like cheese fries, but...
Well, you get the idea. When people order cheese fries, and you got to eat that with a fork.
Yeah, I don't like both.
Okay. You're not a liquid cheese man?
Even when I eat nachos, which I do really like nachos, I only touch the chips. Like, I only touch things that are just chip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if that's not an option, I use a fork. Eat nachos with a fork. You just have to angle the chip into the two prongs.
You catch the cheese.
Yeah.
Or you can catch the cheese. Yeah.
It's.
I agree. Like, when I eat my nachos, like, it's three fingers only.
Yeah. Sometimes two.
Sometimes, yeah. Well, like, sometimes you need a little extra support.
Sometimes, yeah.
But I was eating nachos with someone, and they were just, like, going right at the chunky parts. Like, I was like...
No.
It, like, grossed me out.
That's rough.
I can...
That's really rough.
I've burned my eyes a little.
Like, oh, man. Even, like, one of my favorite things, like, snack foods, is when you go to the movies, like popcorn, like, movie theater popcorn, with, like, a ton of butter.
Oh, and your hands get all greasy?
But, like, I just fill the cup holder with napkins, and every bite is like, I'm touching the napkins. I'm getting this off my hands. Like, every bite, I go through so many napkins. I feel like, in general, I go through an above average amount of napkins, but especially when I'm at the movie theaters, because it's like one bite, napkins.
Yeah, yeah. I love ribs. Oh. And if you eat ribs with a fork, I don't know what you're doing. But, like I bite... Put the food down, wipe my hands, bite it again, and like sometimes I'm just like, I can't be using this many napkins. I gotta just live with the sauce on the hands.
Yeah, I really like wings.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But actually, just tonight, Lee and I went over to Marquee for dinner.
They had wings.
They had wings on a Monday night, which if you go to Marquee regularly, you'll know is pretty much unheard of, because they have wings on Friday yeah. for lunch is wing day, and I'm there every week.
So am I.
I usually see you there.
We normally maybe converse for a minute.
Yeah. Now, were the wings today the leftover wings from Friday?
Probably.
Probably. Were they ice cold?
Yes. Oh, really?
But were they still pretty good? Honestly, yeah. But I ate six really quickly.
Uh-huh.
I ate six in the time it took Leah to eat two.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like vigorous with the napkins. And even then, I got up and immediately went to the bathroom and washed my hands.
What flavor sauce do they have?
Just buffalo.
Okay.
But I actually really like their buffalo. So.
Oh, I'm not a fan of buffalo sauce. And I didn't like whatever sauce they had on Friday. I didn't like that sauce either.
Oh, yeah? Well, I wasn't there this Friday. What do they have?
I don't remember. It was like a... I don't know. I don't really remember. I ate two, and I was like... Like, I saw it was like a sauce, and I was like, I don't know if I'll like these. I got two, and I was like, that's not for me. It was like kind of sweet, but not in a good way.
Mm. You ever have... You ever go to Stoke?
Stoke's Wood Fire Pizza?
Yeah.
I have not actually gone there to eat.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking. We should go sometime. They have, I think, some of the best wings ever.
They're
not Buffalo.
You should come to my court.
Oh, you making wings?
Yeah, I make wings. Well, I have like a big bag of like supermarket chicken wings mm-hmm. that I make. And then my girlfriend's dad kind of like sells meat. Gave her a bunch of chicken wings and like they're like fresh off the farm.
Oh.
They're like much meatier and bigger
mm.
and I don't know what it is about them, but they crisp up much better. Like oh. I double fry my wings.
Mm.
First fry they already had the golden-y crispy color and they were just like so much crispier and
sounds
meatier
good.
And bigger and nicer.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You should come over. We can do a wing night.
Mm. I'm thinking about making wings soon before the end of the semester too. So maybe we'll do two wing nights.
Two wing
or we
nights.
Could just combine. Because I actually bake mine. So oh. we could have an interesting...
A bake-off.
Yeah, like a...
Bake versus fry.
Competition. Or it doesn't have to be a competition. It could be, you know.
Everything must be a competition.
Okay. All right.
I want to try... Like, I've wanted to do the baked wings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just... I think it's kind of easy just because you have the deep fryer, you set it up, and then you do it twice.
Yeah, see, if I had a deep fryer, I'd be all about it, but I don't have a deep fryer. Yeah.
How crispy?
You have a deep fryer in your court?
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Well, because it's like the same thing as if you put like a bunch of oil on the stove, but it's safer because it's inside a big box. I don't know.
I'm not going to tell you.
We just told everyone. Do your baked wings, do they get crispy?
You know, I think they do. So the secret that I use, I mean, I didn't make it up.
But are these Alton Brown's wing recipe?
No, they're not. They're actually, do you know Greg Miller?
Greg Miller, I do not.
Internet personality extraordinaire Greg Miller?
No.
Okay. He used to work for IGN. But anyways, he's like really into wings. He does a podcast that I like. He's always talking about
eating wings.
And he made a YouTube video a few years ago where he was trying to make the wigs and he has a recipe online now. And so I've been following that for a few years. And the key to that is do you bread them?
No, I don't bread my wings. My wings are plain wings.
I do them, I bread them, you put them in eggs and then you bread them in a mix of flour and panko breadcrumbs, not the regular breadcrumbs, the panko breadcrumbs, which are the big crunchy ones.
Yeah.
And when you bake them with that, I think they get really crunchy. Like the actual outside of the wing doesn't get too crunchy, but you have the big pieces of panko breadcrumbs
to make up for it.
That give it a nice crunch. I think it works. I mean, it's a different experience. It's not like replicating the fried wings.
Yeah.
I don't think that's really possible. But...
That's something I want to try is do an initial fry and then like without the coating mm-hmm. and then do a coating. So you have the crunchy skin underneath and your breaded crunchiness.
Mm.
We can try that out. But like the problem is my girlfriend can't eat gluten. So that's like I have no one to eat breaded wings with.
Yeah. Oh, she couldn't have my wings then. That's so sad.
Yeah. But it's more for
I guess
us.
I could do it with gluten-free
panko crumbs gross
or gluten-free flour. I don't know if that even makes any sense.
Like I guess it because like gluten-free flour is like potato starch.
Yeah.
And rice flour.
It would be I mean, I would do it. I'd be willing to do it.
Actually, potato starch gets really crispy. Like, if you ever had those, like, french fries where they have, like, the little bit of coating and they're crispy, that's potato starch.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, it could actually be even crispier.
Oh, that's cool.
Why don't we get one last song, two last songs, and...
Yeah, let's do two. We got two... We'll do two short ones here.
Let's play... Should I play my short song or my 3-minute song?
It's up to you.
Let's do... I don't know. This song really deviates from the kind of music I normally listen to, but YouTube told me to listen to it.
Okay.
As a music video, and I was like, this is good enough. I'll throw it on. I was like, in a day where I like music. So this is So Hot, You're Hurting My Feelings by Caroline Polachek. I guess she must be Polish or some kind of Eastern European. Yeah, but Caroline Polachek. Released this album October 18th, 2019. It looks like she has some, like, EPs before this. Oh, you can see her January 18th at Brooklyn. How exciting. But a woman artist, a woman, her album art is a picture of her on a rope ladder.
Ah.
So that's kind of exciting.
All right, let's give it a listen. If you're just tuning in, thank you. Alex and I over the break. Good song, by the way. Caroline Polachek. My brother texted me while we were listening. He says, oh my God, I love this song. Caroline Polachek is great. And as we were listening to it, I was like, this sounds like something my brother would like. Also, some of the fans being also like are artists that I know my brother likes. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good song. I liked it.
Nice. The mystery man who I've yet to meet.
Oh yeah, my brother. Yeah.
Oh, we should go to. Are we ever gonna go to that school that's in the middle of nowhere? Bucknell.
Yeah, we should.
This is like the last weekend to do it.
I don't know. I can't do it this weekend, and then the weekend after that's
awfully high.
Maybe we'll. I mean, maybe we could do it after Thanksgiving. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll discuss. We don't want all our fans to, you know, go to
follow us. They can't know where we are, right?
Yeah, too many people are looking.
It's not like we go to a small school
where you can find us.
While the song was going, Alex and I were continuing to talk about the wings at Marquee. Pro tip, if you're wondering, but don't tell your friends because then it'll ruin the pro tip. There's two stations for the wings, and I feel like they've been doing it this semester because it's been so popular they expanded the wings. I don't think people realize that you can get wings on both the left side and the right side. Not only that, but on the right side, in the middle between the two wings, they have the two types of wings. They have whatever, like, usually they have mac and cheese on Fridays too, which is great. That they have on the other side by the crepes, and there's always a line over there for the mac and cheese. I don't think these people are realizing that you can actually get the mac and cheese over by the wings. And I get there at noon every week, which is like prime time, and I have to wait less than like 3 minutes in line every week. It's great. Yeah, yeah. But don't tell everyone, because then, you know,
people. Well, I feel like how do you not figure out that the mac and cheese is over on the right?
I don't know. It's like, it seems obvious, but
because you walk over there, get your drink, like it's right next to the drink area. I don't like about this.
I think
this
people see a line or like, oh, whatever, I better get in that line, but they don't realize that you don't actually really.
Yeah, have to get in you ever get into a line, and then you get to the food, and you're like, oh, I don't want to eat this.
It's happened because sometimes the line is so long you can't even see what's at the front of the line.
Yeah, you don't want to,
because the line's so long, you assume it's probably good to get.
You have to go in with like someone else, so that way you go, oh, I'm in this line. Let someone get in behind you, and then you move around to the front of the line and be like, oh, I don't want this. Mm-hmm. And then get back in your spot if you do want it. Mm-hmm. One thing I don't like about it, know how they used to, underneath that food section on the right, there used to be a cubby area where you can get plates and bowls for the cereal.
Yeah.
And they covered it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now you have to get the bowls off the top of the counter, and there's always like just five dirty bowls for the cereal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We got one last song for you. We're going to jump right into it since we're
at the end of our show.
About time right here. It's called Pick You Up. It's by Foster the People. It's their newest song. It's good.
Is it certified fresh?
Certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Here it is.
Hanging out the window and just saying my name. I'm the head out of the window. should I pick you up?
And once again, that was Pick You Up by Foster the People. Thank you for everyone tuning in. Thank you to my mom who's listening.
Shout out to Matt Gerber's mom.
Yeah. And Mike, thanks for tuning in, my brother.
Thanks to Matt Gerber's brother.
And thank you, Leah, for listening, as you always do. But she's sitting in the other room, I think.
Yes. Well, you have a lot more fans. I don't think anyone...
Hannah's not listening?
I know she's not listening tonight. She's preparing her radio show for tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Other than that, I don't tell my parents when I'm on, just in case I say something scandy. You know, you gotta be careful.
Yeah, well, we have the dump button for that, but...
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Yeah, well, thank you for everyone tuning in. We hope you have a great week. Go listen to, the new Mr. Rives EP. It's fantastic. You wanna plug anything, Alex?
Yeah. PSA. Listen to your neighbor. Listen to the people around you. Gather insight into your world. Gather insight into the world abroad.
Oh, actually, there are some... Is anyone out there?
No.
There are some PSAs I want to read real quick. Some events that we're co-sponsoring.
Right. Quick question.
That I literally printed out and wrote, read these events on your show, then forgot.
Why is there a stack of styrofoam cups out in the common room?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Okay.
So this week is the International Education Week, hosted by the International Students Association, and we over at WGRH are co-sponsoring. Got some events coming up. Tomorrow, there is a brown bag lunch. The topic is Hong Kong in the news, and it is 12:15 to 1 in Kirby 104.
Kirby 104.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow... Oh,
is it brown bag lunch? Does that mean lunch is provided?
I think so.
Do I have to RSVP?
It does not say.
Maybe I'll go to that.
Featuring Professor Paul Barkley. It just says Professor Barkley, but I know him as Paul Barkley. I had him as a... He's a history
professor. You have a personal connection?
I mean, he's... I had him as a teacher. He's a nice guy. Okay. Tomorrow, get excited about this. I did this last year. The Sushi-thon in the Farrenon Atrium, November 12th, 6 to 8 p.m. Make your own and eat your own sushi. Now, last year, I added way too much rice, and it was like... comical, like it was like 80% just rice with like a like a single like strip of cucumber going down the it was bad. So I'm hoping to do a little bit better this year. Tomorrow from 6 to 8 in Farrenon. Then we got a few more events on the 13th. It's called I Am Not Your Blank. It's a discussion-based event relating to identity with Mexican-American activist and artist Gabriel Rivera. Then on the 14th, there is a Jeopardy game, 8 to 10, location to be determined, which is a regarding international politics, maps, pop culture, flags, and much more. We got two more events for you coming up. From Zero to Zara, this is a exhibition all day on the quad. And there is a talk, I guess, giving a brown bag talk about the event on that same day, November 15th, from 12:15 to 1 p.m. in RISC 224, or The Rock, as the cool kids call it. And then finally, When Worlds Collide on November 9th. Just kidding. That was 2 days ago. I don't know why that's the last event on here. Okay, so never mind.
All right, show up to these events.
Hopefully you went to that, on on Saturday? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be Saturday.
Oh, it was a party. Okay.
Oh, a party.
At 9 p.m. 10 p.m. in the Fenning Alumni Center.
Here, wait, let me read this.
We should have gone to that. What was this? But we didn't. It was Saturday night. Sorry.
November 9th. Okay. DJ Kaiser on the track. You gonna go to the Sushi-thon this year?
Probably, yeah.
It's tomorrow. I think I might go too. I don't really like sushi though. Also, just in case, because I was actually wondering this is why I'm reading this, the Jeopardy game, you'll have to know stuff about international politics, maps, pop culture, flags, and much more.
Yes, I did read those things, but I guess you weren't listening.
Oh. I that part completely went over my head. Also, you must be participating in a team of 3 to 5.
Okay, I did not say that. I didn't think that was that important.
Well, yeah, you don't want someone to show up alone and be like, oh, I'm so lonely. I wish I was good at this kind of thing. Well, actually, maybe I can study for like overnight. All right, our show is going on too long. I'm going to go cook myself dinner.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you again for tuning in. Tune in next week for some more of this, if you like whatever this is.
I'm going to release a hot track next week.
Alex is playing his own music. He's making a promise this week that he's playing his own music, so tune in next week for that. Until then,
wait, question, do we want to play a techno song or a rock and roll song? Rock and roll, a little guitar in there, maybe a little bit.
Alex says he knows how to play the guitar.
I don't know how to play the guitar. I know how to play a little bit of guitar.
Well, sometimes that's all you need.
I'm gonna bring in a recording of my guitar, but maybe I'll do vocals live.
Oh.
And you can hear my bad vocals.
With a recording of the guitar? You're not just going to play your guitar live?
Yeah. Well, I can maybe play the bass live, because I can play the bass a lot better than I can play the... Like, I just started learning how to play the guitar like a month ago, maybe.
Mm, okay.
The bass, I've been playing for like 4 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, on and off. So I can play some licks.
Nice. All right. Bow, tune, bow, in. Bow, bow, bow. Tune in next week for that. Thank you for listening, as always. Yeah. See you next week.
See ya.
Goodbye.